What's up, Wisconsin and beyond? Welcome back and welcome if you're just joining us. My name's Maggie Dawn. I'm host of the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Every day in the 3 o'clock half an hour slot, we have a segment where we bring on a learned expert to help us understand things, the operating arms of the U.S. economy and the global economy. We try to explain how that impacts your pocketbook, how that impacts your family's wellness. Well, today, big news in the world of economists, the Federal Reserve, the Fed, dropping interest rates a half point, exceeding what some thought might be a quarter point interest rate reduction. This signaling, hopefully, the confidence of the Fed that we have ended this period of extended inflation, certainly by the actual measures of inflation, CPI, the Consumer Price Index, and other indicators. We've been steadily coming out of that inflationary period that peaked in around June of 2021 since that time. But is the Fed fully deserving of credit for bringing inflation down? I mean, there are lots of factors that can impact inflationary pressures.
Yeah, actually, I'd give them a lot of credit. I know that they are an unpopular institution with a lot of people, but that's kind of how you know that they're doing their job. Like, if the Fed is winning a popularity contest, that is very concerning because they are supposed to be, you know, the joke that we used to make in the economics department at Wisconsin amongst the students was, you know, clear eyes, cold hearts, can't lose. Like, you've got to focus on steering a massive ship that is the U.S. economy. 165 million people get most of their income from this labor market. We cannot, you know, you can't make radical decisions. You've got to be very steady. And, you know, what they are trying to deliver most on both fronts is predictability and steadiness. And I think that they weren't perfect. They probably waited a little too long to lower rates. They probably waited a little too long to raise them on the front end, but that's an easy call to make now.
With perfect hindsight,
One of the things that they do pretty well, and I think is definitely in the Powell era true, that they try to be very open and not leave anyone surprised by what they're going to do. And I appreciate that. You know, in some ways, the Fed is not the only actor in policy when it comes to fighting unemployment or fighting inflation, but they are the only actor by default because Congress tends to not be as kind of reactionary with fiscal policy. Now they are in recessions, right? When something is going bad in the economy and we're heading to a recession, Congress is going to pass a lot of relief measures. They're going to, you know, boost unemployment and they try to kind of prevent a downside. But certainly, you know, with inflation, there is a fiscal policy that can help bring down inflation, and that's raise taxes. And that is a policy that would have hit higher income households, the ones who had maintained higher demand and consumption longer, but Congress doesn't want to do that. So I appreciate that the Fed has a mandate, stuck to it, didn't do it perfectly, but did what they were supposed to do. It's important to have independence in policymaking. And I think the Fed has a lot of attention, but there are lots of independent agencies that make policy that influence you. This is the one that you've definitely heard of.
One really critical thing there. I have heard and from numerous conservatives claiming that the interventions adopted by the Biden-Harris administration in the wake of COVID were to blame for inflation. Again, there were so many things going on that added to this, not the least of which was a massive supply chain disruption. But you mentioned something that I have pointed to many times, and that is massive tax cuts for some of the wealthiest households in the country. That creates an incredible amount of inflationary pressure. And we certainly saw the impacts of that Trump tax cut in the inflationary cycle we got into. The second thing I always like to make sure that people understand is the impacts of a tax cut or a stimulus bill, right, to try to stave off a recession, aren't always immediate. you're going to see these different factors often with lagging impacts. So just wanted to emphasize those two points. You've talked about a data transparent, just because we're running out of time, I wanted to be sure that you got the opportunity to talk about the importance of data transparency, the independence of agencies like the Bureau of Labor Statistics, right? And the independence of the Fed. This is essential to a functioning economy, both data transparency, accuracy, the independence of the BLS and the Fed. If you could address that briefly, Catherine.
Yeah, I mean, politicians don't like when the economy does poorly on their watch. And that makes institutions like the Fed and the BLS vulnerable because they're the ones who are, you know, producing the best data that we have. The BLS was actually viciously attacked during the Nixon administration. And so most of the safeguards from independence from political interfering that we have today, a lot of it goes back to the Nixon administration. So the Fed does incredible work. The BLS does hero work. I mean, much of what we know about our economy comes from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. I think it is a tragedy that they are so underfunded and that because they give us data that might tell us bad news, we refuse to give them extra money and to keep them, you know, into the, like, let them go into the modern era, let the data be even better. I think it's really like, you're going to stick your head in the sand. You're still going to get wet when it rains, right? Like there's nothing you can do to fight that. So I appreciate what they do. They don't get enough recognition. And, you know, it's an important part of our economy that we have great data. And our statistical agencies are never going to be mentioned on the campaign trail in a positive way. But they deserve to be front and center and getting more funding.
That is my very special guest, Catherine Ann Edwards. She is an economist, operates her own consultancy business. I incorrectly attributed her work to the Groundwork Collaborative. She does not work with the Groundwork Collaborative. She is an independent consultant. Thank you so much for making time. I'm going to give you the takeaway here, folks. Why does this matter? Because it affects your pocketbook. Understanding this stuff deeply matters. Here's a couple questions to ask any candidate you're considering voting for, especially if they're running for a federal office. Two questions. Do you believe in additional funding for the Bureau of Labor Statistics? And secondly, do you believe in the independence of the Federal Reserve? The answers to those two questions should be unequivocally yes. And any candidate that waffles on that doesn't deserve your vote. Thanks so much, Catherine. That'll do it for this episode of Maggie and the Millionaires Talking Money. We'll be back with more. We're going to talk a little about Tyreek Hill. We're going to talk a little bit more about the lurker in the bushes at the Trump golf course this past weekend. We'll be back with more in just a moment.